for sometimes the thing that generates the questions is so profound that it overloads them, they can't deal with it. Like, I'm thinking of war veterans who see, you know, 20 of their best friends blown to pieces, and they burn out, they can't think about it after.
Yeah, that's another extreme where they hide from it.
Or the people in the mental hospitals, you know, it's, at some point they just went too far and they can't do it anymore.
Yeah. Too many signs of that inference, you know, that's just the way it functions in mind.
What's that?
Well, I can tell you this. When I would get well in my teens, all the problems disappeared. I didn't give a damn. All I wanted to do was go to work, get some money, and buy something. Then when I'd get sick again, I'd be a philosopher. So that's telling you something. Freud's remark is, the minute you ask yourself the question why, you're a mental case.
Yeah, I'd encountered that, and I thought about that a lot.
It's true.
I agree with
you. It's a high level sickness, though.
That's right, but he was right as rain.
Yep, and all the people in the nut house, though, that don't think they're sick, or they're just unacknowledged nuts. Maybe we're just acknowledged nuts. Is that the only difference in it?
Some of us are unacknowledged.
You think you are, that's right.
You have to be declared sane by a professional.
So Someday I'm going to take them to court and force them to declare me sane. That's something they won't do. They believe me, in the ordinary cut of things, they aren't hallucinations. I was just as common as salt till the first time I achieved an orgasm, and the world has been a madhouse from then until now. Right then and there, I knew they were insane. They never mentioned it. You couldn't get them to say a word about it. The top of my head blew off, and these maniacs are acting like it doesn't exist. They're going to damn me to hell for it, and all of this, that was the end. That was the end right there. In the twinkling of an eye, I knew I was in a madhouse.
What age was that?
10.
Another thing was, too, also, was having visions in the future without, you know, almost a daydream crash. You know, maybe certain people in a daydream, and those people would be there in the conversation. Maybe 10 minutes before it happened, maybe 6 months before it happened, a number of times.
I've had little things like that. Not lately, but when I was quite a bit young, and I wasn't conscious enough of them happening to realize that all of a sudden it was there and now it's here. You know, it was either in a dream or a daydream. I wouldn't really realize it until it happened. But, you know, I used to, just think about the subconscious. Used to be when I'd go hear Rose talk, and different things would happen, like a sense of deja vu, where it kind of like opens you up to a different way of thinking. And these higher level thoughts occur to you. I really don't have a description of it, but... certain things like that would kind of throw me into a certain, more or less, dream process, or I'd be aware of the unconscious archetypes working at. Anyway, I'm searching for words, but I just can't find it.
Yeah, you seem like the more implications that occur, the simple idea, when he discusses it, then someone else discusses it.
Well, it's, but what I'm talking about is what takes place inside me.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Okay.
In my head, there seems like the more implications that come. It just seems to be a more fertile situation if he's talking about it.
Well, fertility might, you know, be another word to try to approximate that idea.
24.
I always felt that if I could develop that capacity as the norm, I'd be where I wanted to be. I don't know if it's possible, but...
serious heart trouble.
Well, that might be a better motivation to lose the weight then. See, that's maybe a fourth of the
meaningless.
Really?
Meaningless. The only thing I can do about that is get some exercise, which I'm doing every day.
Okay.
Walking.
Oh.
Yeah. Can't do a thing about it. Can't do a thing about that.
Why do you smoke?
Same thing, oral gratification.
Gotta find this guy's girlfriend, or we'll lose him for sure.
Since my kid gets to about 2 years old, he'd get all his baby bottles and he'd break the head of smoking.
Well, you may think it's funny, but I'm damn near to the point of trying one of those chewums, whatever the hell you call them. You think I'm joking? I'm not joking.
Foggy, foggy rawhide bone.
Just leave it here when we go up to Elvis. I'd be embarrassed.
Yeah. I got the two front teeth missing now. It'd fit like a glove.
You know, this thing about death, like, I read in the paper recently, some astronomers are trying to figure out if the universe is expanding forever, if it's all going to collapse and just disappear. And I wonder how people look at that, like, if their philosophies and values would change if they knew that it was going to end in 3 billion years, or it's just going to keep going on forever and ever. I imagine
it doesn't even,
people in the world,
it's not even going
that.
On. That's the trouble. You don't even think it's going on.
Great-great-great-great-grandchildren might fly off into the...
It's only going on from your relative perspective.
What is?
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and I, now that you bring it up, I can remember why I quit going to the serials on Saturday at the movies. Because I went in and saw that Flash Gordon shit, and it got my mind going about, is this real or isn't this real? And I couldn't get anybody to agree as to whether it was real or wasn't real. And it put me in such a spin that I made up my mind, I'm going to forget about this, and I'm never going back, and I never did.
You know,
who? That was my first experience of who needs it.
Just trouble. Huh?
Just nothing but trouble.
I was thinking of one. I'm not quite sure how old I was, but I was very little. I was very young. I remember my older brother burning some leaves and some other stuff around the house, and he was just a kid too. And I don't know how he was near that fire. I don't think he was old enough to tend to himself, but he was. And I remember he picked up two cats and he threw them to the edge of the fire. And I remember telling my brother, you know, don't do that, you're going to burn them. I remember him saying, but Tom, they're dead. And I remember asking him, what do you mean? They're dead. They don't feel anything anymore. And I think, I'm not sure how old I was, but I couldn't quite comprehend that. I was so puzzled. I thought about it for the longest time. And I think maybe the first philosophical question I ever considered was when I was told that God always was and always will be. Couldn't comprehend that. I used to think about it a lot. I'm not sure how old I was.
I think those situations are good for young kids.
I think they're a disaster.
Killed or
I think they're a disaster.
Why is that?
There's a time and a place for everything.
But not with young kids?
With young kids especially, but you never know what they're ready to deal with and what they're not ready to deal with. That's the problem.
Don't let your kids watch TV.
TV is a disaster as far as I'm concerned. It burns people's brains out by the time they're 3 years old.
He
doesn't pay attention to it except for the commercials.
Yeah, that's what hooks him up. Yeah, I've seen babies 11 months old didn't care about the thing at all, but whenever the commercial comes
yep.
on, they're
cool. Yeah, yeah. All the music area.
What I wanted to say to you was, when I was in my fitful prayer to Jesus for guidance and was getting nowhere, suddenly it dawned on me why I was getting nowhere was because I wasn't sitting in the silence. The minute I sat in the silence for long enough, that's when I started to meditate. I didn't know what meditation was, but it came to me, sit and be silent. I tried it, I couldn't be silent. Went along with it and gradually got to the place where I sat. Then I discovered something. I always wanted to know something, but every time I found an answer, it was something about me. Every time I'd go out, try and figure out something about the world, when I got the answer, it was a question about myself. After a while, I quit questioning the world and tried to question myself only, just to save time. I just made a great big remark and let it slide by, but I'll tell you, it's a loaded bomb. You are not even remotely interested in what's going on outside of you, and if you think you are, you're making a mistake. You aren't capable of being interested.
Exactly.
You're wasting your time.
Just the opposite. It's totally the opposite.
Exactly. I bet you I made that trip 1,500 times before I got smart. I mean that. I was convinced I had to have the answer to this. I'd go along, I'd find the answer to something was bothering me, and my interest in the subject would evaporate. And if I did it once, I did it 1,500 times before I got smart.
She had some type of experience here a few months ago, and something that I often identify with very strongly, just get this very sudden urge where you just want to consume books alive.
Yeah.
And just to, you can walk in the library and just stay there just days and days on end. It's
your program.
You don't have to eat or sleep or anything.
I know. Your programming. A new part of your brain is opened up. And you're making synaptic connections. And it'll be years before you find out what the hell it was all about. But literally, a new part of your brain is opened up every time that happens.
I'm just going to fill the void, huh?
That's right. You want to exercise the muscle. You can read things that don't relate to anything that you ever knew or had any interest in. You can't put the goddamn book down.
Yeah, right. It's just a new sensation where the new
That's
part of the
right.
brain that you never well, there's
no, Exactly.
There's no reason to fight it then, is it?
Absolutely. Well, if you're fighting it, well, all I can say is
I don't know why
that
you would, but
if you're fighting it, you're going to stop.
Yeah. I guess my
Every time I ever had that urge, there was no fighting it. Oh, Christ.
It leads to something of value.
Every time. I've read more claptrap and horse shit that didn't mean nothing to nobody. Never. I don't know how it ever got on the goddamn paper. And I don't know how the fuck some dingbat ever put it down. And when it was all over, it was exercise.
Somebody else exercising a new loop.
That's right.
What was his name?
Pure claptrap. The Hardy Boys, huh?
Reading that junk, you know, obsessively.
Oh, Christ, I used to have regular attacks of it. I'd get down to that goddamn library and I wouldn't come out for days. You know, I'd go home and sleep and wander off into a daze and go back and wander home and sleep and wander into just what my head's going like this and I'm loving every minute of it. Just mainlining on that shit.
Sometimes I get around a pile of old magazines. Even if there's like some weird...
If I see a pile of old magazines, I'm done. And every ad, every goddamn useless piece of information, lemon meringue pie, what the hell do I care? Gotta read every goddamn word, how you put it together, everything. I am full of more worthless information. Jeez.
I do wonder what's going through scholars, yeah. People who write these like 1,800 page things of some medieval king that two people on earth will ever read it. You know, he spent 20 years in Oxford.
I made one trip that I stopped short on. One piece of the classic piece of horseshit on this earth. Fraser's Golden Bough. 13 volumes. I waded into that son of a bitch and thought I died. You know, just like a porpoise with a heartburn. I got in about 8 pages into that bastard. I said, whoa. Whoa. And I looked down the shelf like this. Horse shit. Back on the shelf it went. That's one time I didn't go for it.
Bruce said we should read that.
Well, I got into the condensed.
There's a condensed version, I was going to say.
One volume.
It's not bad. It's all right. It's interesting.
If you want to know how religion happened, you can't beat it.
It's very good, really.
If you want to know how religion developed, you can't beat it.
What about 8 volumes of Nicole's commentaries on Uspensky and Gurdjieff?
No, thank you.
Pretty good.
It is.